dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Blunt Business is brought to you by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, coming to Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th. We hope you'll join us there. It's only days away, August 3rd and 4th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami, Florida. Learn more at usccexpo.com. Again, that's usccexpo.com. So on Blunt Business today, we're going to talk to the CEO of the number one premium luxury cannabis oil and vape company in Washington State. And they are expanding rapidly. Here to join me is the CEO of Ionic Brands, John Gorst. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Hey, my pleasure. I didn't want to confuse you with John Galt or anyone like that. John, anybody knows what that joke is, you're well read. Thank you very much. So first of all, Ionic's goal is to, quote, own and develop brands that are made of high-quality products for our discerning cannabis consumer. We're a lifestyle brand that appeals to consumers that enjoy cannabis responsibility, socially, and that wish to unwind at the end of a hard day at the office, end quote. Talk to me, John, about what makes up the discerning cannabis consumer.
So that's a great question. About 5-6 years ago, when we originally set out to build Ionic, we first formulated what the brand pillars were, what Ionic meant, what it should be as a lifestyle brand. And in our business plan, we identified a segment of a demographic that we felt would be the fastest growing cannabis user segment in the space. And while 14 to 16% of the US population admits to using cannabis either moderately or casually, we believe that there is a shadow market that's made up of another 16 to 18%, which our individuals or people or consumers that don't admit to using cannabis, right? So these are your white collar workers, more educated, successful, high energy, active, very social. They're light to moderate users. They have, you know, incomes of $100,000 or greater a year. Your soccer moms, again, your white collar workers. So, and maybe a more discerning class of cannabis users that is continually growing. A matter of fact, Cowan and Company recently came out with a white paper or a study that they did up in Canada, which is now legal. Mm-hmm. And the fastest growing consumer segment in cannabis, moderate use, light to moderate use, is that shadow market, which was great confirmation for us. It grew actually year over year at 3 times the rate that they had forecasted. So again, these are consumer users that, you know, are higher earners, casual to moderate users. They're social, they're active, they use the product at night to relax. Not so much during the day because of their productivity levels perhaps might be impacted or affected. But, you know, they're engaged, generally speaking, in life and in social circles. And that's really our target market. We, Ionic, we are a lifestyle brand.
And that's the thing.
And those are
that discerning cannabis consumer. In basic, I would just, if I had to put in kind of a term, you're basically trying to lure out those that are not associated with the stigma, the show everyday people are using the product.
Exactly. You're spot on correct with that. That's exactly who we're after.
And I agree with that wholeheartedly, because you know what? If we could see more people that can testify to it, that can endorse or validate what the qualities of the brand and number of different rays, that's one thing can be done. And hopefully that's one thing that's a part of that campaign, that you'll have that opportunity to bring more of those types of people to the forefront. And so that mainstream society will see, look, you know, whatever you've been saying about this industry for years, you're absolutely wrong. Dead wrong. Now,
Agreed.
Thank you. Ionic recently announced an agreement with Continuum. It's a California division of Origin House that's going to deliver Ionic brands to more than 500 dispensaries in California with potential access to 10 additional U.S. states. That's Michigan, Massachusetts, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Arizona, and Florida. Talk to me about how much this really impacts your strategy to be the leader of the highest value segments of the cannabis market and be able to expand nationally as best you can.
Yeah. So obviously in this industry, we're plagued with a lot of companies that haven't really focused on structure, corporate formation, focused on systems to deliver better experiences to the retail establishments, which in turn deliver better products, educate the consumer. And Continuum Origin House has been a fantastic partner in California as a distribution partner. They have a lot of people knocking on their door that are constantly wanting them to represent their product, to be incorporated into their portfolio, vape products and edible products, et cetera. And it's just been a real pleasure to work with their entire team down in California, and the professional level that they bring to the industry has been refreshing. And you don't find a lot of that right now, I think, in the cannabis. More and more, we're beginning to experience better relationships, better partnerships with different co-packers, manufacturers, distribution companies in the industry. But Continuum Origin House, I think, is just a real true leader in building a solid business for the future that's going to allow us, Ionic Brands, to expand and deliver our premium brand strategy in the markets where they're doing business. So we're very excited about that partnership. We're about 3 months into it. So this will be our current quarter that we're completing, where we've had this partnership in place with Continuum. It's meeting every expectation that we've had. And again, it's just in terms of being able to access the retail market, to pass as many doors as possible in California, Continuum Origin House was the best partner to choose for us. And we really look forward to the expansion. I know that they're going through their acquisition right now, trying to close their acquisition. They're being acquired by Cresco Labs, which is going to give them additional horsepower. And that horsepower will translate to us in terms of being able to expand our product and our portfolio rapidly in the markets that they're doing business in.
Now, what I'm absolutely fascinated by, which I know just only happened just a couple of weeks ago, that Ionic Brands has signed a letter of intent, or entered into a letter of intent, to acquire the British heritage brand Astley's of London HK Limited. So they're the makers of luxury tobacco pipes, and these pipes look fantastic. Some of the ones you're putting together that are vaporizers, I see the Cavendish, I see the Atlantic. These look awesome. And I'm wondering, now, the idea was to create more of a luxury brand with this, or go into the high-end luxury cannabis market with this brand. How much does this, play into the fact of how well this will lure that discerning cannabis consumer if they're not holding a vape pen or not holding a bowl, that they're seeing with a pipe and it just looks much more formal and refined?
No, that's, another great question. That's one of the most exciting acquisitions that we have to date. For us, Ionic is positioned as a premium volume line, a premium volume portfolio, brand assets, vaping, edibles. By bringing on or acquiring the Astley's of London, the name, the brand heritage, the provenance, Astley's was started in 1863. They sold their last tobacco pipe in 1961. They were making tobacco pipes for lords and royalty in London and throughout Europe. And it's so exciting to be able to take something like that, that has that heritage, and to be able to reintroduce it to a new demographic, a new consumer that has, you know, that is discriminating. So that, again, to your point, we're not talking about, you know, glass bowls or bongs or joints and what have you, that type of paraphernalia, but something that is discreet, something that really fits in with a lifestyle brand. It's part of their life. It's part of their daily activities, right? So really excited about that and the halo effect that it's going to bring to Ionic Brands and the rest of our brand portfolio. This is going to present a very unique opportunity for Ionic Brand to really acquire what we call a unicorn, a true unicorn, into the cannabis space. And we're just extremely excited about the product lines. It's not just the Cavendish and the Atlantic, the cigar style. We have other device designs that we're going to be introducing and coming out with. But it's also leather accessories for your smoking devices, your vaping devices. It's men's lotions, facial lotions, beard oil, CBD driven. So really has an international impact and opportunity that we're very excited about.
Now, I'm not one to give a little bit of a free marketing pitch, but I'll just say, I could just imagine some kind of an offshoot of either James Bond or the Kingsman movies where I see somebody just well-dressed, head to toe, and they are pulling out one of the Cavendishes right now, getting it and taking a puff. And I could just imagine that would look fantastic. Just to kind of feel to that, it's almost like that's where I would feel like there's that real refined, you know, you see with a cocktail, they just... I get that whole thought in my mind. I just gave it to you for free. What can I say? So,
well, hey, look, and just to kind of go roll along with that free advice, I mean, we've seen commercials, car commercials, where you have celebrities that are refined, that are sophisticated, that you can see those celebrities with these types of devices in their hand, pulling out of their pockets. And so, yeah, it's really exciting to have that ability to define what luxury cannabis could look like in the future. So we're very excited about that.
Makes me think Conor McGregor might be holding one of these things one of these days. I don't know why I think that.
Or Matthew McConaughey.
There you go.
You know?
All right. Oh, Matthew McConaughey, yes. Driving a Lincoln. There you go. I'm here with John Gorse, CEO of Ionic Brands here on Blunt Business. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this discerning cannabis consumer. I'm very interested in who that is and seeing the users that are out there. Let's get some research out there and talk about it. We'll be back with John Gorse in just a second. But first, you know, I'm going to talk about the wonderful time to be in the cannabis industry. And what a great time to be in a place where all the cool people are. Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th, the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm not going to take a long time to promote this right now. Just go get your tickets, usccexpo.com. That's all I got to tell you. Please, go do it. Trust me, I promise you, you will not regret it. We'll be back with John Gorse after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals, want to gain some new leads? Make genuine business connections and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are coming soon to Portland, Maine, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Miami. Sponsorship opportunities available. Register today.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with John Gorse from Ionic Brands here on Blunt Business. Market Watch recently wrote this, quote, the article's titled, quote, "Why Millennials Prefer Cannabis to Booze, Zero Enjoyment Out of Drinking," end quote. They cited a 2017 Yahoo News poll that stated the majority of the 55 million adult-use cannabis users in the U.S. are millennials. Most millennials are using it socially. 25% of them smoke alone. Daily use among 12th graders increased from 1.9% in 1992 to 5.9% in 2017. For the first time, trends in alcohol and marijuana use are substantially diverging, suggesting that the historical relationship between these two drugs may be changing. The Monitoring for the Future study reports millennials drink far less alcohol than past generations. An annual national survey of 50,000 adolescents and young adults in America from that found it. The share of college students who drink alcohol daily fell from 4.3% in 2016 to 2.2% in 2017. More than 4%, 4 percentage points from the 6.5% of college students that used alcohol daily back in 1980. So this new wave cannabis user, talk to me about this. Now, it looks like the stigma around the substance is really changing a lot. And how do you look at that?
Well, it is changing very rapidly. And trying to keep up with those statistics and those different demographics, whether it be the millennials or Gen X or the baby boomer generation. But, you know, in our different travels throughout the country and throughout the world, you know, we're seeing these or witnessing these behavioral changes and the younger generation especially is consuming. And I just, you know, the feedback that we get is, you know, it allows them to be more productive. It allows them to, you know, relax at the end of a stressful day. I mean, after all, the world is not getting or becoming any easier to live in. And I think that you have implied benefits, health benefits, potentially, depending on what you're consuming, whether it's more of a CBD-driven versus THC. So there's a lot of choices out there that could be related to health, happiness, and just the overall psychology. And again, I refer back to, you know, recent research reports out of Canada where, you know, they're seeing, you know, 9 to 11% drops in consumption of beer, for example.
Yeah.
You're seeing that the beer industry obviously is trying to incorporate, you know, cannabinoids into their beverages, et cetera. So I think that it just, you know, it's more convenient. They can consume on the go. And it's more of an integrated product than drinking. So it's really, in my view, and from the research that we're seeing, it becomes really a convenience factor for these, for the younger generation.
Agreed. And actually, one of the interesting, we actually talked to the vice president and an executive VP and cannabis consulting lead for Canada at Ipsos in Canada, that talked a lot about what was going on with that through their WTF Vicecom. And they actually specifically talked about that, about exactly just that point. Now, with that said, Ionic Brands, to go after this discerning cannabis consumer, you've also created oils specific to desired moods such as focus and social to cater to the needs of this demographic who are using cannabis in untraditional ways. Take me behind how you went about to produce these oils to fit these specific moods.
Well, it all starts out in our labs, right? Mm-hmm. And our chief science officer, and working with different formulations, different terpenes that help determine what type of mood you're going to experience. That all starts with sativa, which sativas are more of an upper, and then indicas are more of a relaxer.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the hybrids, right? So hybrids is a mix of sativas and indicas. And then, of course, you can introduce terpene profiles that will enhance either of those moods. So for us, social is more of a hybrid product. So that's a sativa and indica. Our relax is, you know, more of an indica strain with terpenes like lanolines, blueberry, etc., that help that feeling of relaxation. And then, of course, you have the energy or the sativas that gives you more of an uplifting feeling, that, you know, you're more active. For us, you know, this is something we looked at years ago, and have been waiting really for the market to somewhat come around to this concept or idea. It's not a new one. There's plenty of products out there that focus on moods. But for us, and going after what we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. the shadow market, the user that, you know, is more, uses more discretion. They may, they're not connoisseurs, if you will. You know, in other words, they're not into the strain game as much,
yeah.
but they're really about how they want to feel and what type of environment they're in at the time, and then how cannabis can supplement that environment or enhance that environment. So that, you know, the moods really speak to, again, that shadow market, light to moderate users that really just want to have a feeling. They want to go with a feeling, whether it's energy, whether it's social, or just pure, you know, relaxation at the end of a long day.
So we talked earlier about, you pointed out that there is a rise in cannabis use within the marketplace that you see. I want to ask you, what are some of the reasons you've discovered and how you might have encountered that? And what should companies do to adapt without any interruption to the workflow?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting topic. That's a topic that, you know, we battle with in the industry, right? So we know in our manufacturing facilities, we have heavy equipment that, you know, our employees are working with. You know, our administrative offices, you know, generally speaking, you know, those policies are going to vary from company to company. You know, while we do not discourage, obviously, the use of cannabis, we also, a big part of our brand pillars is responsible use, right? So that's important to us, and we believe that's important to our consumer, and our messaging should speak to that, and it should speak to that consumer that wants to use the product in a responsible way. So that's really, you know, from our perspective, an individual choice. And those are choices that also that companies have to, they're going to be grappling with over the coming years. But, you know, I think there's a time and place for, you know, the use of any particular product, whether it be alcohol, whether it be cannabis. So that's going to be up to, you know, those companies to devise those policies that work best for them and that also, you know, speak to their company culture and what they represent in the marketplace.
Wonderful. I'm here with John Gorse with Ionic Brands. We're going to be back with more questions with him after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com. Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
I'm here with John Gortz, the chairman and CEO of Ionic Brands here on Blunt Business. Now, as I'm recording this episode with you, John, listeners are obviously, well, if you feel the weather outside, I mean, South Florida, it's sweltering record heat right now, and everybody's getting ready to go and, you know, visit and make trips for the summer. And obviously people are going to be doing their traveling, and they'll download this episode. Now, as everybody's traveling, consumers travel with their cannabis. Due to differing regulations among states and, of course, overseas, it's hard to figure out what you can and cannot bring on board. And it's hard to figure out what you can and cannot bring out. And even Google fails to answer these questions, since there are many variables that can come into play. So I'm wondering if there's any bullet points that cannabis users should heed and be able to be discerning themselves when traveling over the summer, so they can still enjoy their product without any kind of issues.
From my perspective, and this is really, you know, this is a personal view, a personal perspective on the topic. I do travel with my vape product. For me personally, my personal experience in using cannabis was about 4 years ago. I was not a partaker up to 4 or 5 years ago. I intentionally went to use one of my products at night. I have been sleeping. Uh-huh. I have sleep apnea. Slept with a sleep machine. And I have this funny story where the next day I woke up and my girlfriend said, "Well, you didn't snore and you didn't use the machine." And I said, "Well, that's interesting." And then I thought about it throughout the day, and I go, "I wonder why I didn't snore." So I said, "Well, maybe it was the pen that I was using." So I tried it the next night.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't snore. So for me, I haven't been using a sleep machine for, 4+ years, right? So that was my personal epiphany on what cannabis can do for you from a so-called health perspective or medicinal perspective. So I've traveled, or I do travel, with my vape pens. TSA has taken my product out of my bags, looked at it, and put it back in my bag. So in terms of
government work, I'm sorry.
It's a touchy subject. I don't know that I really have specific advice on that. Obviously, there's been recent stories in the news where, you know, grandmothers and what have you that have been traveling with their CBD products have been arrested at Disneyland or whatever it might be. I think that you're always going to have overzealous people that are policing for product, but I think on the whole, from my perspective, I've never been bothered with it. So I think it just really depends, and obviously adhering, doing research, obviously Googling, you know, the products that you have, the content of the THC versus CBD. I think generally speaking, consumers are going to be safer with CBD products and more protected when traveling with CBD products versus obviously THC products, especially if you're moving from or traveling from a recreational market to a non-recreational or non-medical market. So there's always caveats and research that should be done. I think that's probably the best advice that I could give to anyone when traveling with CBD or THC products, cannabis products in general.
I just thought that would be a good question, just because I'm imagining there's people, you know, probably going from plane to plane, either they're going to travel or they're still doing business trips. There's a lot of conferences going on. I can just imagine there's some people that are probably listening right now and they're saying, you know, that'd be a good question. I'd love to hear somebody tell me, okay, if we're talking about the discerning cannabis consumer, that's the one thing they're trying to do, not just keep it from people really publicly noticing, but also just trying to keep their product, you know, so it's concealed so they can go and be able to use it whenever and however they like. Now,
well, private, confidential, and again, I don't want to give any advice that would get anybody in trouble.
Course.
So again, these are my personal preferences, my personal habits, and And for me, I haven't experienced any difficulties with it. And I would hope that anybody that's listening and out there in the audience that you don't have any issues as well.
No, just make sure it's at your discretion. If you decide to go along and you might encounter some issues, that is your discretion. That's what we are not trying to endorse nor try to condone or try to validate. I just thought it would just be something that would be considered to be put out there. I'm sure, I know people have asked.
Definitely an interesting topic for sure, George. And there's no doubt about that.
I appreciate that. Now, your flagship brand, Ioniq, it's unveiled sophisticated new packaging for its product line that aligns with the market-leading luxury consumer-focused cannabis concentrate brand portfolio. I'm looking at the website now, Ioniq Brands, IONIC brands.com. I love the look of this. Just for the packaging, it's almost worth buying because it looks so good. Talk to me again a bit about Ioniq Brands, some of the things that you're doing real quick, your products, and, obviously you already kind of gave us a story about how it worked for you in a certain pinch, and it actually definitely had some redeeming features to it. So tell us about the quality, responsibility, respectability that goes behind your products.
Yeah, so again, we're a small batch manufacturer, just in time ordering for our retailers so that our product is as fresh as possible for the consumers, gives them the best possible, cleanest, highest, without pesticides, without heavy metals. We have some very interesting products that we're introducing. We're currently in the process of introducing into the CBD market, both from a vaping perspective as well as edibles and beverage side. We announced this in some of our ads months ago, where we have our cask oil. So we have oil that has been aging in white oak barrels.
Wow.
Almost 2 years now. So this will be a luxury product that gets combined with the William Astley's brand strategy in terms of luxury. So we have a lot of exciting things, a lot of unique, innovative ideas that we're sitting on, that we're developing, that we're going to be introducing to the market, that we're very excited about. So there's a bright future for Ioniq Brands for sure.
And I'm fascinated by some of the luxury brands, and then also what's being done in terms of putting together some of the products that you have, because I've noticed that also happening too. I have a guest that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks talking about where I feel like there's just something to be said, where I feel like there's some kind of the inspiration of Napa Valley, the inspiration of Humboldt, California, and being able to put so much work into the sustainability, the quality, the standards, and just the look, the feel, everything that's being done. I love how this is all is becoming just even much more quality, quality, quality. And it's so refined. The luxury brands are fantastic, and I really love what you're putting together with this. So one of the things I can't stop looking at right now is for your edibles, the Zoots brand, and looking at the brownies. I could probably eat half a tray of those brownies the way they look. They look scrumptious. I'm hungry.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to tell you what my personal favorite is in the Zoots line. So we have the gummies, our fruit gummies.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. And we have some nice energy shots with a nice CBD influence that, gives you a nice lift. So there's, on the edible side, there's so many opportunities.
Yeah.
And the Zoots brand in the Pacific Northwest is extremely well known, more well known in the, the older demographic. So 45 to 65 age group. But, very excited about the Zoots opportunities and some of the products that we're going to be, pushing out to market, not only in the THC market, but more of your traditional retail outlets, as well as some international opportunities that we're currently working on. So very excited about Zoots.
Fantastic. John, I really do appreciate you taking time to talk to me for this and giving us the idea, a real insight into the discerning cannabis consumer and how your luxury brand is making that something that will definitely lure more people into consuming. And I love what you're doing with this and can't wait to see some of the marketing you do for this product. I'm looking forward to it. So again, ionicbrands.com. Make sure to go and check the website out. And John, thank you so much for being with us here on the show.
Really appreciate it, George. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Again, ionicbrands.com. Make sure to go and check that out. And again, that's it for another edition of Blunt Business. And of course, remember, the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo is coming up August 3rd and 4th. Doctors, you can join us Friday, August 2nd for our physician training and certification program so you can take the exam to become a certified medical marijuana physician. Patients, join us all weekend if you know people in the South Florida area. Or if you want to just fly on in, you can see a medical doctor for evaluation so you can quickly and easily get your medical marijuana card. We'll have great expo hall. We'll have great education, wonderful keynotes, a fully interactive exhibit space, all here for you in Miami, Florida for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. It's only days away. Log on to usccexpo.com. Secure your tickets today. That's going to do it for us. Go ahead and find our past episodes here at cannabisradio.com or subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review us. Give us a 5-star. Or you can also find us on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. And by all means, if you want to reach out to the show, reach out to yours truly. Let's go ahead and find out from you what you think about all these wonderful guests we're bringing on board, who we should bring on, topics you want to hear more of. Email me at Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com. That is B-R-A-S-C-O at CannabisRadio.com. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.